Yeah.
You know, and the power washer, it's not a super strong one because it's like a battery. And that's the thing, too. I kept running out of battery, and then I couldn't get the battery out of the thing. So then Tim had to get, which is the patriarchy, that they make those batteries so big and thick that a woman's hand can't even get around them to get the grip to pull out the battery. And that's the patriarchy trying to keep us down. sometimes I don't mind because yard work. I'm like, can't do it.
Can't do it.
Sorry. Weak.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Designer Cornbread, episode 136.
Oh, good job,
honey. How do you like that?
Did you look it up?
No, I just remembered.
She was ready.
Somewhere in my little pea brain there. So
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Episode 136. What in the world are we going to talk about today? I don't even know.
Well, school is winding down.
Okay, tell us.
And it's just chaos. I mean, it's just chaos. There's just nothing to say. And, you know, they throw all these kind of end of the school. Like today we had an EMS car wreck simulation kind of deal.
Oh.
It's just kind of a thing. They do different things every year. So it may be against drunk driving or distracted driving.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm, and so that was today. And it just was, you know, and then the kids are just, everybody's done.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's just kind of chaos today. So
there you go. Well, you know, as it should be at the end of the year.
So when we record this time next week, it will be my last regular day of school, and then we get into finals.
So you'll have lots to fill us in on the last gasps of when's graduation. When does that happen?
It is the 23rd.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So, man, it's that time of year. Well, anything else going on for you this last week?
Well, I do. I have a story for you.
Oh, good. I love a story.
So after we talked last week, the next day we had a luncheon for a group of about 30 people, and came in, and Monday was really busy. So we didn't, normally I tend to make my desserts the day before. And, you know, we just didn't have time that day. And so Tuesday morning, I thought, I'm just going to stop by the grocery store and grab, you know, a couple of cakes.
Yep.
So I did. There was one day in this particular store, they really make a really good caramel cake. And so I wanted to get two of those. They only had one. So I'm looking around. And the next one that looked, you know, worthy was this chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was $30.
I said,
forget that. We'll throw together at least one cake. We can get one cake done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were making this chocolate espresso cake that we've made several times, and the recipe is on our Designer Cornbread podcast.
Okay.
And so they went ahead, they made the cake. This is first period. And they said, do you want us to go ahead and make the frosting? I said, yeah, go ahead. And we'll just save it once for when the cake cools, at least it'll be done. So they called me over. They said, and I'd given them the butter. So I knew it calls for 3 sticks of butter. And I watched them put the butter in the bowl. So I know that the butter's in there. And they called me over and they said, Ms. Shank, this looks wrong. And I looked at it. It was way too thick. And I said, yeah. I said, okay. I said, did you put in too much cocoa powder? And they said, no, we put in a cup. And I said, okay, then you've obviously put in way too much powdered sugar. No, it called for 5 cups. That's what we put in. I promise it's been 5 cups. I said, well, I don't know. Bring me some cream. So they brought me some cream and I poured cream and kept mixing it. And it just never thinned out. I said, bring me a spoon. So they brought me a spoon and I tasted this frosting.
Oh no.
And I immediately knew what they'd done. And I said, turn your canister around. They had put flour instead of powdered sugar. Oh my God. It had 5 cups of flour.
Because I was thinking, yeah, I'm like, I couldn't figure it out either. I'm like, what do you mean if it's...
Because we take our you know, our dry goods and we put in canisters and seal them airtight canisters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they're all labeled. I'm sure you label them. They're all labeled.
I'm sure it said powdered sugar or flour. They didn't even look. They couldn't smell the flour smell.
I don't know. You know.
Oh, my word. So you were halfway to some kind of cookie, maybe. I don't know.
Well, we tried to make like little brownie. I said, okay, like the next day, I said, just cover it and save it and let's see what we can do with this situation.
You got to put some sugar up in it.
Flour. They put flour in anyway. Yeah. Yeah. It was.
Well, I'm glad you can laugh about it. I mean, that's a good, you know.
You can laugh about it or cry about it.
I know. I might have cried. I don't know. So that's funny. So did you get something made up or no?
We did. Well, the frosting was no big deal. I just had to send a kid back to the store and said, go get, you know, some more butter. Because normally we keep it stocked, but we're at the end of the year. And
yeah,
so
you're not wanting to have too much left over. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So I sent her to get some butter. And
okay. A stick of butter, a loaf of bread.
And
remember that?
So
remember
good.
That Sesame Street? That little cartoon and the mom's giving the girl a list and she's like, go to the store and get a stick of butter, a loaf of bread, some milk. And she says it the whole way. I love that. That makes me so happy. Okay, yeah. Carry on.
Well, I thought I was doing so good, but, you know, and I'm telling them frosting and as they're making it, I'm like, look, use the unsalted butter. You want unsalted. And I'm explaining the whole thing. You don't want your frosting real salty. You don't want... You know, even just that hint of salt in there, you would use the unsalted. I went through the whole thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thought I did so good.
And then they just dump some flour up in there. Well, they'll learn. Anyway. But see, again, lesson learned, right? Read your labels. Make sure you've got the right stuff. So hopefully that'll save them from a disaster later on. My phone is blowing up because my children are all texting. I hope you can't hear any dings.
I'm not hearing.
Okay, good. All right.
Only the dings in my head.
Only the ding-dings in your head. My phone is silenced, but my computer is, I think I just hear it. So anyway, don't worry about it. What they're doing. Don't they know I have important business to do? Let's see. I'm trying to think. I was trying to think what to talk about from that I did this last week. And not a whole lot. This weekend was able to get out and do some yard work, which was really nice. So as we had talked a little bit last week, I'm trying to get, you know, motivated to do something with the yard. And right now, really, it's just yard maintenance. You know, it wasn't anything.
I can't do anything. We've had so much rain.
Yeah, well, that's why we were very excited that it was like quick between. Tim and Hudson got home from New York on Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday, kind of early afternoon, like noon. And I was supposed to pick him up anyway, but I was stuck at, I was still at the doctor appointment with Susan. So anyway, they ended up Ubering, but I sent him a text. I'm like, when you get home, and I had no idea if Tim was going to go back to work, you know, usually he would kind of run back to work or do something. I'm like, when we get home, you need to get out there and mow that backyard because this is your window.
It was going to rain again. I know. That's what I told Ron. I said, you're not doing anything. He had men's breakfast and then he was going to go, you know, to the caviar place. And I said, no, you're going to do men's breakfast and then you're going to come mow.
You got to mow.
And then go because it's going to
because the timing is what the timing is. And it would have been like a massive jungle. So, yes. But anyway, so it rained a little bit, but then we did have a really nice weekend. So I weeded the massive, just all kinds of weeds in the one little bed we have with the dogwood tree in the backyard. I got that all weeded and then they went and got mulch. So it's mulched and it looks nice.
Mine is not there. I mean, seriously, every time I think, okay, I'm going to go put all the like patio furniture pads out and then it's just going to rain. I mean, it's just days and days.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so we just did art.
Yeah. We just did maintenance kind of stuff. Nothing, you know, but good. It felt really good to just get some, stuff. I started power washing the patio umbrella I have, and it's taken me forever and a day, quite honestly, because it has mildew.
Yes.
You know, it's been a couple years, and it's a black and white stripe, so there's like this nice green mildew on the white. Anyway, so, and I was like, well, I'll just power wash that. It took me all day just to do half of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that was a $40 umbrella. I probably ought to
just go buy another one.
Really, honestly, but I'm trying to save the planet, you guys. I'm trying to save the planet. And I thought, let me power wash it. It's perfectly good shape,
yeah.
You know? And the power washer, it's not a super strong one because it's like a battery. And that's the thing, too. I kept running out of battery, and then I couldn't get the battery out of the thing. So then Tim had to get, which is the patriarchy, that they make those batteries so big and thick that a woman's hand can't even get around them to get the grip to pull out the battery. And that's the patriarchy trying to keep us down. sometimes I don't mind because yard work. I'm like, can't do it.
Can't do it.
Sorry. Weak. but I was trying to get this done. And so I was soaking wet. But, you know, it's like it's such a little, you had to get really close. And so, you know, you're doing the power washing and it's very satisfying. But like it's a tiny little stripe at a time that you're cleaning. So it took, anyway, I only got half of it done. And I was like, that's it. My arms are hurting. yeah. So that was our weekend, which was really good. And then HUD headed back on Sunday. And so all the kids, everyone's back where they, where they're supposed to be. So.
Well, I had a little moment on Sunday.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I had a new experience.
Okay.
I did not have one child at home.
All right.
Or Mother's Day.
Okay. How we doing?
It was pretty rough.
Aww.
It was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Just going to say. So anyway, it's part of that whole.
And it's tough when it's.
Letting go.
It, had you had one, you've had them before where not all of them are there. Like
right,
maybe just a couple or something. Yeah. But
somebody's been
here. Yeah. It's a thing. It's a situation.
Most of it is because the other two just didn't want to drive. So that makes you feel just
that
real
makes
good.
You feel loved and cared
real
about.
Real good. Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. Oh, you know, and I was thinking, I've been looking, you know, just on Instagram and a little bit of Facebook and stuff this past few days, you know, and it's all these pictures of it's graduation time.
Oh.
So all of these mamas that I know, I'm about to come unglued.
I'm tired just looking at Facebook.
Oh, I am too. truly, y'all. We're like so glad that's done. But looking at all these pictures of just different people that I know in different phases, and maybe I've known their kids a little bit since they were little. Maybe I didn't know them at all. Maybe they're camp people that I've never met their kids before. But you know, just seeing all these pictures and just remembering that feeling when your kid graduates from high school and or then from college, like it's an emotional, but college almost took me out.
It's a whole, I mean, and watching the whole thing, I mean, the preschool graduations, I mean, it takes you right back there, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. to the, you know, some of them I'm like, okay, do we really need an eighth grade graduation? Some of it is a little.
Yeah.
And I get actually if they're going to a different school, like Caleb had, he went to a private school.
If the school's
and,
done, like, yeah.
And it was done at that point and they were going, I get that. But when you're just going through, you know, the whole county education
it's nice to have a little ceremony or something just to be like, you know, something special for the class or whatever.
Yeah.
But still.
Well, I have a few. My middle school teachers may choke me for this, but I just think there are some things that need to be reserved for high school because by the time that they get to high school, when they start doing all this stuff in middle school, the whole, I'm not opposed to homecomings and things like that, but the dance team, the dances, they, you know, whatever, all the pep rock, by the time they get to high school.
Mm-hmm. It's not special anymore.
It's not special anymore.
Yeah. You kind of look forward to it, to getting to that place. But if you're kind of already doing a bunch of
that age, and then there's just like, it's just another, you know, I just think there needs to be some
reservations. You know, it's just like you said, like a gradual, you know, you kind of, add different things at different phases that are great and fun and special, but you know, to kind of, yeah, I think it's nice to sort of keep that stuff a little bit more special. But I don't know, but just seeing all these moms and posting dad, you know, posting these pictures. And I, the one question I came up with too was, who thought it was a good idea to put Mother's Day during graduation season? Who thought, whose bright idea on twofold? Ain't nobody got time. Like, I'm fine. But, like, these kids, you've got kids graduate. I mean, Thatcher graduated on my birthday. Because I have a birthday in May, too. So it's like, yes. Which is all great. It's no big deal. But I'm just like, you know, so you're trying to kind of deal with all that. But mainly I'm like, these poor mamas. You know, that's all you need is your baby, you know, or your firstborn or whatever, graduating from high school or college. And then you've got Mother's Day and you're going through all these pictures for graduation and you're just a heap of mess on the floor.
Well, I actually went to our principal at some point because our prom always used to be this Saturday before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Why would you?
Don't do that because this may very well be, I mean, like right now, John Gert's in the middle of exams. This is why he didn't come home for Mother's Day. So your high school, I'm like, this may be their last day that they are actually home on Mother's Day, depending on what's going on, where they move off to. Are they going to the military? Or are they going, you know, you may not get to come home again for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. This may be it right here. And we're having prom and they're so exhausted on Sunday that it's not really much of a Mother's
Day. And also, like
I
said, you know, the moms are doing so much, you know, killing yourself, get all the pictures and get out to the thing. And it's all fun though. I mean, you know, as a mama,
it's a lot of work, you know.
But I just was thinking more emotionally. I'm like, who thought the bright idea of let's put Mother's Day when you're just being reflective and you're just, and then your babies are graduating and going out. Like, it's just a whole emotional
roller coaster
to happen.
It's a whole roller coaster right there. Yeah.
Why can't we have Mother's Day like in, you know, I think in the UK they have it like in March. I'm like, that feels good. Not that I don't expect any big deal, but it's just funny because it's like, ooh, there's a lot of emotions going on. Mm-hmm. Speaking of babies, baby ducks, we have a duck update for you from the duck.
Uh-huh.
The ducks now have names. These are Avery's ducks that she got for her birthday.
Okay.
They're grown up and they're all big. Turns out they do have one female and two males. So their names are, the girl is Clover and the boys are Spruce and Juniper.
Oh.
Isn't that precious?
That's cute. I know.
They're really cute. They're like little buff colored. They're just, it's so funny how they just got, I mean, I know animals and I know they get big, but like they were just these little ducklings and now they're like regular
ducks.
Full grown ducks.
It's a full on duck right there.
That's a big old duck. I can't get over it. So yes. So
I have something to talk about actually.
Oh, excellent.
And it's something,
I knew you would.
Well, it's something that we frequently talk about.
Okay.
And it's just the emergency preparedness. Mm. So we got a notice to, hey, Wednesday, there's going to be some emergency drills going on and you may see a heavy military presence. Don't be concerned. And I'm like, what is going on?
Mm.
So we talked a couple of weeks ago about the New Madrid fault and that the crust, they have now discovered that the crust is thinning there.
Thinning, okay. Right.
So
right.
The state of Tennessee on Wednesday is teaming up with the National Guard, and they are having a statewide emergency drill.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm sitting here going, okay, is there something going on that they're not? I mean, and they're not going to tell you. They don't want to ensue panic. You know, that's not. But are they seeing something that we're stepping up? And we've been seeing it. They've been securing the dam at Pickwick. And I know when I was working at the health department, we had an emergency drill. We disguised it as a drive-through flu clinic, but it was actually a drill for this emergency situation. But this is completely focused on the New Madrid fault.
Mm.
So most of the activity is happening from the edge of West Tennessee and coming over. I don't know how far east they're going, but I know Hardin County is my town is involved in it. But they are going as far as evacuating hospitals in Obion County is one of the listings that I saw as I started researching it. They're doing here, they're doing the swift water dive drills and different things. But National Guard and all the EMS across the state are teaming up and doing all this.
Okay.
So again, I'm just going to, you know, to go through and say, don't be afraid, but be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the New Madrid Fault giving way, whether it's some other emergency response that has to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything can happen, but just be prepared. And so I've told my boys mock me all the time because I am prepared.
Until they come knocking at your door.
Until they come when knocking they don't on, have yes. If, like, if they what? Can get here because I've told them to keep, you know, gas in their car and all that. No, but one of the things, water is your most critical thing. And so today, after I started reading all this, I went ahead and I sent the boys, because I've told them to buy them and they don't do it, but I sent them like 5-gallon water tanks and I sent them a text and I said, when these get there, fill them up. Just put them somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them, you know, keep them. That's just going to be your...
Yeah. Exactly. And don't just let them sit there empty because that won't do you any good.
I mean, and honestly, it's stupid for people to say, hey, this is a reality. This could happen. And they've been saying it. And we keep going, you know, I probably should refill that water tank, or I really should do this or that. Or, well, it's stupid not to do it when you've got the time and the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you could easily get into an emergency situation.
Yeah, that's definitely on my, I've got stuff, I need to better organize it.
Yeah.
Because stuff through the years has kind of gotten spread out in the basement a little bit and, you know, this and that. It's mostly in one area or two, but I need to sort of go back through and just really make sure I know where stuff is.
Where everything is,
You know, you can organize it a bunch of different ways, but I need to kind of do that and do a little refresh on what's needed. I did a little emergency preparedness of the ads on the Instagram that show those fire blankets.
Yes,
finally got me, and I finally got you a fire blanket. I'm like, every time I see those, I'm like, yeah, you know, for small, you know, kitchen fires,
right.
It's whatever that one good brand that they keep showing. Anyway, so I finally broke down and I got a 4-pack. And so I've sent one to Huddy. So they have one in their apartment.
Oh, that's a very good.
Huddy's got one. Avery's got one. And we've got two here now. And anyway, so I just was like, man, because we had a fire extinguisher for a while, but I don't even know. It's here somewhere, but that thing hadn't been serviced light. Like, it,
right.
No. I'm like, that's no. And these blankets just look really... Easy to use on a small, you know, on a kitchen fire, which is where you're, you know, the toaster goes crazy or something on the stove goes up, you know.
Yeah.
So I finally broke down. I'm like, I need that. And all my children need those. So
that's good.
I know.
That's
look good. At me. That's look at me. So, yeah, that's good. We'll see. But y'all didn't feel the earthquake. There was a little earthquake the other day.
There was.
Did you feel it?
I did not feel it. There was over by Chattanooga.
Didn't feel it. They didn't. No, it was more by Knoxville, wasn't it?
It's between Knoxville and Chattanooga.
Yeah, okay.
It was about the same. But, I mean, it was whole. It's that to me, it looked closer to Chattanooga than Knoxville. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there was a 4.1 quake, which is actually pretty big for that area. They said you could feel it as far down as Georgia and
that's what they said, like Atlanta and stuff. Avery didn't feel, but you know, it really depends on where you are in an earthquake too. Like even it where you are, like,
well,
are you on the ground? Are you up in a building? Are you, cause like when we had that one in New York, when we were in New York and I felt it, but Tim and Thatch didn't feel a thing. And I mean, we were in the same area. So
yeah,
it's weird. Yeah. Thank you for my earthquake update. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
She sends me the news alerts. Earthquake.
Yeah, earthquake. Yes.
Like, I know. Oh, man. Oh, well, what else? Let's see. I don't really have a lot of staggering, wonderful things to discuss. I've just been working on inventory for the booth. I got a bunch of blue willow sitting on a table right now, and I'm working on with that. Uh-huh. So taking pictures. For Paigey. We'll see. You said she wants it all, but let me just hang on. She can pick what she wants. Okay. But yeah, I'm not mad about being like this little courier service.
Yeah.
Of vintage and antique dishware and all kinds of stuff. And I thought maybe I need to like open up a Savannah
stand.
I come down every once in a while and like if people you know or whatever, and I just set out what I got. I bring a bunch of, especially dishes. I feel like dishes would do well down there more than maybe some. People have families that have dishes, but I could just lay out some chair, see if people are looking for something and they can just tell me and I'll be like, well, I can bring it down. It's another excuse to come down.
If you are looking, y'all can follow Holly on Instagram at Curated Chameleon.
There you go.
You want to spell it for everybody?
Yeah, the Curated Chameleon. And chameleon is spelled CAMYLLEON because it's like Camille, the name, instead of like the critter.
It's her middle name.
Yes. So yeah, if y'all ever see, if you're in Joni's area, I could be convinced to deliver if it's a good, it wouldn't take much for me to.
Well, even if they follow you on Instagram and see something they like, you could ship it, can't you?
Well, shipping, I don't like to ship.
Okay.
I'm not to that point yet where it would depend on what it was, obviously, if it was something.
Or maybe we'd have to make a road trip, Holly, but depending on where they live. I mean.
I'm just saying. I'm not quite to that point where I'm doing a lot of shipping yet because that gets very expensive and very. With things that are breakable, it just depends. If it's something that's not super, breakable, then that's easy to do. Okay. So that's all I'm doing is that and yard and just life.
Well, I have a couple of quotes from my mother.
Oh, good.
Ready? So my mother, y'all, she's pretty quiet and she's very wise, but sometimes she just comes out with some stuff. And so she... that my boys about fall on the floor and it's hilarious when she says it. Mm-hmm. So she's been to Italy and she and her first cousin went on a little trip and they went to, and they were there during all the Pope stuff and all
were
of that.
Were they really? During We forgot to talk about the Pope. Okay.
During the funeral is when they so they could not go into the Sistine Chapel.
Right.
With so much going on. But anyway, they could go to the Vatican, but not into the chapel. And but my mother was talking about the statue of David. And evidently, there's two statues. One is in the Vatican, and it has been cleaned
up. Go ahead, Joni.
Well, was a pope who thought that it was not appropriate to display.
Sometimes they add little fig leaves and things to statues, depending on who is in charge.
But there was not. And so he just kind of broke off the part that he thought was.
Oh, he just took, he just.
Yes.
Chopped.
Yes.
Okay.
And they have done this to several statues. Mm-hmm. And they have all the parts in the basement.
Stop
but
it.
They don't know who they belong to. I'm serious. She's telling all this.
She is pulling your leg. Are you serious?
No, she's serious.
There's a whole little room down there of holy parts.
Yes.
Okay.
Parts. So anyway, but there is a complete David statue. And she says, oh, I got a really good picture of David. And I just went, oh, gosh. And Ron was like, of David who? And I went, David.
David.
King David. From the Bible, Ron. He went, Oh, and she pulls up the picture and she's showing us. And Ron said, I thought his arms had been cut off. And she said, no, it wasn't David. She said, not David. That's someone else. She said, trust me, David, he's not missing anything.
Dottie, good night, nurse. I could just see her saying that too.
Oh, she's not missing anything. Ron Shank about fell on the floor. It's like, Mom.
Oh,
trust
man.
Me, he's not missing anything. So she had a good time. They went up to the Alps and
all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that does sound delightful.
Yeah, they went to Pompeii, but she did not. She sat in the restaurant because she said they said that the terrain was pretty rough walking, and she's got some hip issues, so she didn't go down to that.
But. Well, that's okay. You know, you get to see what you get to what as much as you can, and then just enjoy sitting and taking in the view. I could probably handle that. Mm. So that's awesome. Oh my goodness!
Hilarious! My goodness!
It is hilarious. It actually is. I know you were telling me. Wasn't it you that your daddy would do orchids?
Yes.
And I remember for Mother's Day, your daddy grew them. And I somehow remember for Mother's Day too, though, or Easter or something, my dad would get my mom an orchid corsage for Mother's Day. Isn't that something? That used to be a thing.
It was. We would have corsages for Easter.
Yeah. Easter.
Mother's
Day.
We
would have them for Easter. Them. Mm-hmm. Not wild.
I want to bring that back.
Yeah,
Let's bring that back.
I don't want a wrist corsage, but then I don't like to pin, but I don't like a wrist corsage very much either. So,
yeah. No, you need to pin.
Yeah, it needs to be right up on your little. Okay, we can bring that back. That's fine. Bring back corsages.
Okay, bring back corsages and hats.
We can't even bring
Easter.
Back clothes. Listen, we got a long ways to go before we can bring back a corsage. I can tell you right now. Let's just work on.
We did. We all had corsages
on Easter and Mother's Day. The mamas would have them, and my dad would get us little ones for Easter sometimes.
Yes,
it was quite a.
I'm going to tell you, the 70s and 80s, y'all, is for the fashion ugliness, really, of the 70s growing up. Yeah. There was quite a bit of class. I mean, my daddy would polish our little patent leather shoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, on Saturday, we'd all bring our shoes down. Mm-hmm. The car always got washed. The shoes got polished. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a whole big, everything was ironed and pressed and ready to.
And Easter was new, you know, I mean,
new hats and gloves.
And a little hat and little glove. And we weren't even very Southern, I mean, but that still was a cultural sort of a thing, not for everywhere, but it, you know, enough of, you know, Sunday service and, or Easter time and all that. And we little gloves, a little tiny purse.
Yes. Yes. Matching. Yes. It was precious.
Yes. It was a good time. Yes. But now I'm so glad I did that with my kids, not to that extreme. Cause thank goodness we didn't do gloves and hats and all that. I mean, that would have been fine, but you know, it's enough to just get people in some kind of suit situation, dress and some, and Gabriel and some tights and some shoes and a dress. So we did the best we could. So,
that was good.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, I don't have much else to say.
Yeah, so I don't either. This is.
I think we just could kind of have a little. We have a little shorter episode today, but that's okay. We're going to get ready for your recipe.
I want to say happy birthday to Holly because your birthday is Wednesday. This drops on Thursday, but Holly will be a whole new age on Thursday.
Joni, I literally had no idea who you're wishing happy birthday to when you were
your
saying
name
it.
Is Holly. Your birthday
totally
is Wednesday.
I knew it was somewhere, but
I brought my glasses upstairs and I cannot find them. They sat right there in front of me for a long
time. Are they
on
the top of your head, under your headphones?
No.
Okay, I know. Sometimes they're usually right there. Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed.
Y'all, I lost my car key. Ron had to take me to work this morning.
Oh.
I looked everywhere for it. It was in the pocket of my dress that I wore to church yesterday.
Okay. always the pockets.
I seriously have no idea where my glasses are. Okay, so we're going to try.
That's all
right. We're going to try to do this.
See if you can read.
I don't know if I can or not, y'all. This is ridiculous.
Hold it really far away.
I was thinking about recipes, and I thought, you know, it was Mother's Day. Let me go back through. I have my grandmother's recipes. And I'm just going to go through her recipe box and find a recipe that was my grandmother's.
Oh,
and
that's awesome. Oh, I love that.
I do not ever remember her making this, but when I saw the recipe, I thought this has got to be the designer cornbread recipe.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
I may have to get my phone and take a picture and enlarge it.
Okay.
Whatever. It is called. Whatever. You ready?
Yep.
Pork possum.
Pork possum?
Pork possum. Yes. Okay, you ready?
Whoa, I don't know. Okay.
Pork possum. Okay. Oh. 1.5 cups of mashed sweet potatoes, 2 tablespoons of corn syrup, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, 1 egg, 6 thin pork steaks, salt and pepper to taste, and 1/2 cup of milk.
In the world?
Okay.
Okay.
There is no possum in it, thank God.
Oh, thank goodness. I was really scared for half a second.
I know. Pork possum. That's the name of this. So you mash. Hang on. I'm struggling here. You mash your potatoes, add your corn syrup, seasonings, eggs, seasoning and egg. Y'all, I'm going to tell you this day and time. Instead of corn syrup, I'd use a little brown sugar.
There you go.
I'm going to throw that in there.
Okay, good.
But I'm just going through the original recipe here. Dip your pork steaks in the seasoned flour. You're going to season your flour with salt and pepper.
Okay.
So in the seasoned flour, spread with 2 tablespoons of the potato mixture. Okay, so you have your pork steaks.
I gotcha.
You've dredged them in your flour mixture, and then you're going to spread mashed potatoes on top of them.
Okay.
And then you roll them up and secure them with a toothpick. They're rolled up.
Oh, this says fancy.
Place in a baking sheet, in a baking dish, add milk and cover. Bake for about an hour, but then you're going to uncover it and let them brown on top.
So is the milk just there to keep them from drying out? I've never made it.
But now I'm intrigued. And I would say your pork steaks need to be boneless if you're rolling them up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're just those little
cutlets, little thin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 6 thin pork cutlets.
Okay.
Pork steaks. Yep.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm
it
intrigued.
Sounds
we
really
have to
interesting.
Make those.
It does. Now, was it sweet potatoes or regular potatoes?
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah, that's what that sounded like. You made a nice little potato-y kind of mousse with the egg and the, you know, whatever. Sounds like that would be actually really good. So that sounds really good.
I would change it a little bit. I would change this up a little bit to what I like. Instead of the ginger, I would do like a sweet potato. I mean, like a dadgummit.
Pumpkin pie
pumpkin
spice
pie
is what you're
spice.
Thinking.
Thank
I know exactly
you.
What you're thinking.
Could not. It's Monday and the end of school.
Here. I'm looking at her going, I think I got this. Okay.
I mean, I would. Yeah. And I would change the corn syrup to some brown sugar, knowing what we know these days. But pork possum, everybody.
Pork possum. I'd also change the name, but maybe not. I like it.
No,
it's real cute.
I'm liking it. Pork
and I would
possum.
Also make some kind of sauce to drizzle over them at the end. Like when you serve it, I would make some kind of like a, whether it's a cranberry-y kind of a sauce.
Possum
or something.
Sauce.
A
little roadkill sauce. Roadkill sauce.
Roadkill sauce.
Yes. Pork possum and roadkill
and
sauce.
And some roadkill sauce.
Yes.
No, oh my gosh.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Oh, and it would look like blood if it was cranberry.
See?
Okay, I'm back
possum.
In. I'm back in.
Yeah. Okay, you come up with the roadkill sauce.
Okay,
I'll post it with this.
Oh, I really have to an assignment.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have an assignment.
Let me see in my spare time here. Mm-hmm. Roadkill. I'm writing it down.
Welcome to Designer Cornbread. Pork possum and roadkill sauce.
It's all we got right now. Oh, that is great. That's very nostalgic. I'm loving it. Okay. It's my top three, right?
Top three.
I found my glasses.
You found your glasses now that you're done reading?
It's your top three.
It's my top three. Okay. Uh-huh. I thought so. Okay. Number one is a powder, a pressed powder, like a setting powder. It's by Kosas, which is Kosas, and they're kind of a cleaner makeup brand. You can get it at Sephora, and it's their Cloud Set Baked Setting and Smoothing Powder. And it's talc-free, better ingredients, but I just really like it. I'm not a big, powders are kind of, you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. But this is like really finely milled, like it's just really smooth and soft and really finely milled. So I like it to just, you know, I set under my eyes, I set in the middle of my forehead, you know, just the spots on my face. I don't typically set my whole face, but it depends. But just to take a little, maybe a little shine down and to set it. And it's just really nice and soft. It comes in a bunch of colors too. So it's not just one. The color that I got, I think, is called Breezy. I don't know. I have a link for you. But but it definitely comes in different. It's pretty, I don't want to say it's translucent. I mean, there's a little bit, I guess, of color. But so you can kind of pick whatever's close. I may have to get another one for more that's a little darker for this summer. And they actually have some. The first one I got was a little travel size to just try it because I'm like, let me see if I even like this. And I really did. So now I'm going to stick that in my travel bag and I got me a full size.
Hey.
Okay. Look at me. Anyway, just really good powder. The second thing that I've been loving are just, there's no link, so you'll just have to go to Old Navy. I looked for this on their website. It's just their plastic, colorful sunglasses, and they don't have them on their, you know, website that I could see, but they always have those racks by the checkout. And lately I've got two or three of just the plastic. I've kind of gotten some light blue and like kind of a teal blue, like a little more fun colors, mm-hmm. you know, not just like, I don't know. I got a kind of a gray, clear gray, just some kind of fun colors. And they're just, you know,
I'm so plastic. Proud of you.
Look at me doing colors. I have a blue dress on today. You can't see it.
It looks black from here.
Sheesh. My sweater's black, but this is the blue. Yeah, but there's this fun colored, so, you know, you don't want to spend an arm and a leg. And they're just fun. They're cute styles. You know, sunglasses are one of those things that are easy to like get on the trend a little bit and you're not like breaking the bank. Uh-huh. So it gets you some plastic sunglasses. And then the last thing are a pair of shoes from Crocs. Okay. I like me some Crocs.
Okay.
But I like the cute Crocs. So these, look at those.
Okay. Oh, yeah, those are cute.
These are called the Brooklyn Low Wedge Sandal. I think that's what they're called. Brooklyn a Low Wedge Sandal. It comes in a bunch of different colors, and you have to really look, even on like Amazon. I'll have the link for these because they won't show you all the different styles in one spot. You kind of have to look. Okay. But these are cute because they're black. They're plastic. They're really soft, like your Crocs, kind of mm-hmm. soft. Mm-hmm. But the wedge is cork.
I love the cork wedges.
So the cork is so cute, right? It gives it a little more like you don't feel like you're wearing a, but yet they're really soft and comfy. But they come in like a bunch of different sole colors and top colors. And I'm kind of thinking about getting a navy pair. They have a navy with like a tan little sole. Anyway, they're real cute. And Amazon was cheaper. Like I almost bought some at the local store here, DSW, whatever. And they didn't have exactly what I wanted. And I went home and looked and I was like, oh, these were a good $20, $30 cheaper on the Amazon. Okay. So they're just a good kind of, you can wear these with wide leg pants. You could wear these with crop pants. You could wear this with a dress. Like they're kind of more versatile.
All purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they are. So I've been real happy with them. So
I actually bought a pair of house shoes just for you, just for when you come to visit.
You did?
Not for you. They're
for
me.
I know, but for you to wear when I come.
Yes. Uh-huh.
What?
They're, okay. They're pink with memory foam. They're like hot pink. Oh. And they've got these great big ginormous pink and white bows on the top of them.
Okay. I can't wait to see those. Oh, wow. Oh, boy. You've been waiting. You're just excited to put your big old shoes
actually,
on.
They came through and I thought, wow. And I thought, oh, I'm getting those for Manali now. I couldn't wait to just surprise you with them.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Now, do they have any in like black or different colors? Or
they might.
Cheetah?
I'd love some cheetah.
I'm
going to go get you some big old bow.
Big old leopard cheetah.
Yes.
Oh, I would 100% wear those. Uh-huh. I would 100% wear those. Uh-huh. And just keep them at your house. They can just be my
What's
shoes.
What's your shoe size?
9.5. So like typically in those, probably like a 10. Yeah. Okay.
That's so funny. That's hilarious.
Oh, well, that is it for this week, guys. Hope you guys had a good Mother's Day, doing whatever and your kids and whatnot. And everyone's doing well and having a good week as we wind up the school year. Guys, you can do it. Yeah, you can do it. The end is in sight. So just be strong. But, until then, goodbye, Pellet.
See ya, Patch. Corn dip.
I know. Maybe we need to go back to corn dip.
Corn dip.
But I like calling you Pat. I like calling you Pellet. Makes me happy. Makes me happy in my heart. Ay, ay, ay.